This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 12th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather is warm and sunny across Israel. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's pleasantly mild, making it a lovely evening for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the USS Alaska, a nuclear-armed submarine, surfaced in Gibraltar following Trump's warning about the fragile ceasefire with Iran. Also, Times of Israel reveals just in that the UAE secretly conducted strikes on Iran, targeting an oil refinery on Lavan Island. Also this hour, Walla reports that the UAE's secret military actions on Iranian territory began in early April. Separately, from the Forward earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu told 60 Minutes that Israel's conflict with Hezbollah should be treated separately from tensions with Iran. And finally, Australian Jewish News discusses the power of propaganda, reflecting on lessons from history. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a political analyst, noted minutes ago that the UAE has secretly attacked Iran, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. Al Arabiya English shared recently that President Trump declared the ceasefire with Iran as being on life support after Tehran's proposal fell short of expectations. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle Eastern affairs expert, commented earlier that the UAE's Air Force, trained in joint missions with the US, is among the region's most capable, despite its restrained response in Yemen. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the USS Alaska, the Pentagon's decision to reveal the submarine's location underscores rising tensions with Iran. This maneuver follows Trump's assertion that the ceasefire is at risk, signaling a potential shift in military posture. The move adds pressure on diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region. Turning to the UAE's secret strikes, the Times of Israel reports that these actions targeted critical infrastructure in Iran. The strikes highlight Abu Dhabi's proactive stance in Middle Eastern rivalries, potentially escalating regional tensions. This raises questions about future diplomatic engagements with Iran. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's remarks on 60 Minutes emphasize a strategic separation between Israel's conflicts with Hezbollah and Iran. This distinction suggests a tailored military approach, focusing on specific threats without broadening the conflict. It may influence Israel's defense strategies moving forward. On the economic front. First, according to CTEC, Rakesh Lunkar predicts that Israel will see $10 billion exits driven by AI's impact on cybersecurity. He believes Israeli companies will grow larger than those like Wiz. Separately, Mariv Business reports that the closure of the Strait of Hormuz amid Iranian tensions is disrupting global energy markets. This instability is influencing oil prices and regional economic dynamics. And finally, Ynet Business highlights concerns from high-tech leaders about the strong shekel. They warn it could lead to research and development moving overseas, affecting Israel's economic landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.